Happy New Year! It's Chris Maldi Fields Figueredo, Executive Director of the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, and here is my January 2024 thought piece, Welcoming a New Approach to Democracy Together. Here we are again, the start of a new year and election cycle. We are nearing the end of January, and I am already exhausted. Another year where everything is on the line. Another year where we have to get people excited to vote when the material conditions of most people's lives, especially marginalized communities, have not changed. We who do this work 365 days a year, we know what is at stake. We have to save democracy again. And we have to do it when apathy and disillusionment with politics is at an all-time high and disinformation is rampant. Last fall, Pew released research with a ton of data on just how negatively Americans view politics in the United States. Only 4% of people surveyed said that the political system is working. 63% aren't happy with the candidates, and 65% are exhausted with politics altogether. Those numbers would send anyone who works in voting and elections into a downward spiral. The words people use to describe U.S. politics? Divisive, corrupt, messy, disgusting, do not inspire confidence. How can we pull ourselves out of this sense of despair and doomsday scenarios that play on repeat in our thoughts? Over the winter break, I started binge-watching This Is Us on Netflix. Two of my favorite characters, Beth and Randall, play a game called Worst Case Scenario, where they share all the bad things that could happen in a situation without judgment or censorship. It allows them to be vulnerable with each other and release all the negative thoughts and feelings they have to allow themselves to move forward. We need to play a game of worst case scenario right now. Go outside, grab a pillow, and let it out. Or maybe stay inside. It's cold in some parts, and grab a notepad and jot every terrible thing that could happen this election season down. I'll start. The economy collapses, insurrection militantly block polls, the courts block all ballot measures, climate disaster on election day, world war, the Supreme Court takes away every right, we have the lowest turnout of all time, there's a mass shooting at my daughter's school, authoritarians take every level of government. Ah! Let it all out. I guarantee you can spend more time naming all the bad things than the good things that could happen this year. Now breathe in and out and let it go. Let it all go. Yes, we need to prepare ourselves for the worst. And we cannot drown in darkness and despair. Democracy dies in darkness. Despite all the negative things in that Pew study that I shared, I see a path forward. There are many varying and intersecting ways to address and change our political system that's suggested in the study. Curbing the influence of money in politics, tackling the two-party system, ending the electoral college, enacting term limits, automatically registering all citizens to vote, and more. These potential solutions to address the structural challenges are not new, and there are organizations dedicated to addressing them. I spent the majority of my career working on many of them. None of these items are beyond our reach. We have to prioritize, organize, and challenge the current political power structure. But that isn't enough. Structural changes are necessary and important, but democracy is on the decline globally. We are not the only major democracy having elections in 2024. More than 50 other countries have elections this year, and there are global concerns on whether democracy is working. There is a clear disconnect to democracy in the U.S. and across the globe. In a recent Up First episode, A reporter talked about how there is a saying in Central America, "We can't eat democracy." So, even with the best system, we will still face challenges. We have to give people hope and a vision for the future and their role in creating it. The Pew study also shows that 78% of Americans believe that there is too little focus on important issues facing the country. Now, if only we had a tool that allows the people to put the issues they care about on the ballot. We do. Direct democracy plays a vital role in the dawning of a new democracy. Since 2016, during another dark time in our democracy, issues like raising the minimum wage began to win at the ballot box. Then Medicaid expansion, voting rights, and the latest wave of wins on reproductive freedom. You've heard this story many times from BISC. For several election cycles, leaders and organizations in the states have been galvanizing voters across partisan lines to vote for the issues they care about. And that success has led to unprecedented attacks on ballot measures that have been increasing since 2017 and were center stage in Ohio last year. A 1-2 punch was delivered by amazing organizing in Ohio. First, defeating the measure during the August special election that would have made it more difficult for Ohioans to deliver issue victories on what they care about, like the successful reproductive freedom and marijuana legalization measures that won in November. Both elections in Ohio drove historic turnout for an odd year election. But as critical as a role that ballot measures play in a path forward, and as exciting and impressive as a 7-0 record on reproductive freedom measures is, ballot measures will not save democracy in 2024. A bright spot? Yes. A way to organize and build durable power? Yes. Give people hope and the agency to make real change in their lives? Yes. But even delivering these victories will not be enough. Policy victories at the ballot are important, but as humans, we seek more. I believe that we seek safety, joy, love, and belonging. Ballot measures cannot give us what we fundamentally strive for as humans. They are a piece of the puzzle, but still insufficient. So let's find the other pieces of the puzzle, where the lines intersect and make the picture clear of what it will take for a new democracy to rise up and allow for a multiracial, multigenerational, people-centered governing power. The good news is many of us are already on this journey. BISC and our partners are already innovating and practicing new ways of building and governing. It will take all of us working together and believing we can win to welcome a new approach to democracy. Let us cast away the old and open the door for something new.